This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. No notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I come up with the big news stories that I think will interest you, and we talk about them on the air, and I react to them, the Root reaction and the Root rant. And I think the biggest news story of the day, by anyone's standards, because it triggers liberals and makes them go insane, is that President Trump reveals he's taking hydroxychloroquine as a preventative. And by the way, my doctor on this show, the guy I had on this show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko from New York, who gave it to 1,500 people, he has said on this show it should be a preventative. There should be a study about it as a preventative. Because it works best when you're not really sick. You know, when you're not deathly ill. And that's why the VA study that showed hydroxychloroquine doesn't work was a failure. It was set up to fail. It doesn't work on people who are at death's door. If you're already dead and the COVID-19 is taking over your lungs and taking over your body and taking over your organs and they're all failing, it's too late. It works at the first onset of the disease. And he said at the time, I remember on the show, I seem to remember him saying that we should give it as a preventative to all the first responders. Well, Trump is the ultimate first responder as president of the United States. No question about it. We can't let our president get sick. So Trump's taking it as a preventative every day, and liberals will lose their mind. And Neil Cavuto gives strong warning after Trump's revelation, says the president could die. No, this hydroxychloroquine has been used for 40 years for a ton of different sicknesses, mostly malaria and lupus and autoimmune diseases, and it has no major side effects, is what the doctors have said. And it's what the doctor I spoke to, Vladimir Zelenko, said. Just ridiculous. Anybody would get worried about that. I mean, I'm happy Trump's doing it. As long as he's taking it with zinc. That's the whole key. Trump said he's taking it with zinc. Because that doctor said that zinc is the key, that hydroxychloroquine is like Superman, and it rips open the cell of the virus, and it pushes the zinc in, and the zinc does the real damage and kills the COVID-19 virus. That's the way the doctor described it from New York. So, zinc is the real key. And what has Wayne Root taken for the last 40 years? Zinc. And megadoses of vitamin C. And megadoses of probiotic to keep friendly bacteria in your gut. Very important to keep from getting ill. And lots of garlic. I like garlic as well. A triple whammy of good news today powers the Dow up more than 900 points. Funny enough, the largest bit of good news in the Dow was that Moderna announced an early-stage human trial for its coronavirus vaccine successfully produced COVID-19 antibodies in participants. The biotech company said a large clinical trial to determine the treatment's effectiveness would follow in July, and their shares soared more than 19%. So that was the biggest bit of good news. Now, I'm sure the economic data was terrible, and that made the market soar, because that's what happened for 8 years under Obama. The worse the economic news, the more the market soared for 8 years under Obama. Why? Because Wall Street doesn't operate the way you and I think it should, or you and I would. If I heard bad news, I'd say, oh, that's terrible for America. Oh, man, I don't want to buy stock. I'll sell stock. I'm scared. No, Wall Street thinks bad news. That means the Fed has to get involved and interfere. And if the Fed has to get involved and interfere, they're going to throw money at Wall Street. And they're going to make it easy to borrow money, interest rates low. And they're going to drop stimulus on the economy, and everybody's going to get rich on Wall Street. And so we're happy. We buy more stock. And the worse the news is, the more we'll buy. My guess is that's why, that's one of the reasons the market is going up right now. And the other reason, of course, is that they think there's some sort of vaccine on the horizon. And, of course, people like me, conservatives, don't think a vaccine's ever going to save you. I'm not anti-vaccine, and I'm not anti-big pharma. Sometimes. But some of the time, I question them big time. And I question whether there is a risk or reward here. Does it make sense to take a vaccine, especially in its first year of production? You got to be crazy if you think I'm a guinea pig. Wayne Root's not anybody's guinea pig, and my kids aren't your guinea pig. Let's see how it works in the first year before I would allow my family to take it. And I'm sure all of you feel the exact same way. Yet we keep hearing now it's going to be mandatory. Well, let's see how you carry that out. Let's see what your mandatory vaccine looks like. Because we're going to go to court to stop that. If I don't want it, I'm not taking it. You're not jabbing me with some vaccine in its first year. What have I said on the show? It might be good. Let me watch and see. But first, I don't want a car in its first year of production. I don't want a Mercedes or a fancy Ferrari in its first year of production, even though the car costs $500,000. It sucks always in the first year of every car model, no matter what you spend on a car. $20,000 to $500,000, first year always has problems. They got to work it out. In year two, much better model, usually year three, the best of all. So I don't want that early stage vaccine. I don't want to be the first guinea pig that gets it. Not to mention the fact that flu vaccines do not work. So I don't know why this would be different, but maybe it will be. We'll see. But flu vaccines just never work. See, I don't know why. What did I put out? I put out a tweet the other day. I said, why is the government afraid to announce the one thing that everybody should know? Your best bet against coronavirus is just to boost your immune system with great vitamins, great healthy food, organic food, vegetables and fruit, and a low-carb diet, and lots of vegetables, fruit, and protein. And then lots of exercise. That's the way you build your immune system, and there's no cure for coronavirus, but it's a better chance to avoid it is to have a strong immune system. And if you get it, hopefully, that means you get it milder than the average person. You're not going to wind up dying in a hospital in the ICU on a ventilator. Not a fact in life, it's just my belief is that health is the way to go. Build up the immune system. I'm not talking about coronavirus. I'm talking about everything. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, everything. Vitamins, healthy food, healthy diet, prayer, and exercise. That's the answer. And that's the one thing the government won't tell you. Amazing. Good news, Oregon's coronavirus restrictions ruled null and void. Governor had 30 days to declare an emergency, and after that, it has to get approved by the legislature. You can't keep banning people from going to work indefinitely. You can't keep people locked down indefinitely. Florida Keys is reopening hotels and ending checkpoints in June. They'll reopen to tourists starting June 1st, allowing hotels to resume business at 50% capacity. No more checkpoints. While this is going on, let's listen to the insane liberal politicians. New York City mayor threatens to shut places down, calls on residents to continue to rat out their neighbors. The mayor doesn't like the fact that people are out this weekend. And he says, if I have to shut the places down, we will. To help further shut down the city, de Blasio asked New Yorkers to tattle on their neighbors if they see restaurants or bars where people are not adhering to its social distancing edicts. If we have instances where there is non-compliance, I want to know about it. I want any New Yorker who sees any place allowing dining in to call 311 immediately. They will be visited immediately with inspectors, and there will be serious fines. And if we have to shut places down, we will. And then he said today, there will be no swimming at any of the city's beaches, and warning residents they would be taken right out of the water if they even dip a toe in the water. If you want to walk on the beach, fine, but no swimming, no parties, no barbecues. Anyone who tries to get in the water, they'll be taken right out of the water. Adding there'll be fencing that will be in position. Oh, my God. If that isn't a communist tyrant nutcase, I don't know what is. You know, if you want to say to me that You don't want people to be near each other. I don't agree. Outdoors, it's fine. But that's okay. You want to do that, that's fine. I've been in the park the entire last 3 months, in the morning and the night with my dogs and my fiancé, and lots of other people are in the park, and I couldn't care less, and nobody's wearing a mask. Matter of fact, I was on the Strip. What night was I on the Strip? Saturday night? Yeah, I was at my favorite restaurant, Texas State Brazil, Saturday night. And afterwards, we decided to take a drive down the Vegas Strip, the famous Vegas Strip, on a Saturday night. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people out on bicycles, including entire families, taking a bike trip down the Vegas Strip. And not one person had a mask on. Not one. See, you just don't understand. Nobody cares about your edicts anymore. They're all laughing at you. They're mocking you. They think you're idiots. They know that it's healthy to be outside with their family exercising. They don't need a mask outdoors, and there's no reason why you can't dip in the water. Why can't you go in the ocean? How ridiculous is that? Where's the rule that says you get coronavirus? Because walking on the beach is okay, but if you put your toe in the water, we're dragging you out. Because what? Is there coronavirus in the ocean? We now know it's all in nursing homes. The people dying are like 90 years old in a nursing home, slumped in a wheelchair. You should have taken care of them. Spend billions to take care of them if you have to. But the rest of us can go on with our lives, and that includes opening our businesses, that includes dining out, and that definitely includes putting our toe in the ocean. I could go swimming in the deep ocean. What are you talking about? Where do you get your ideas from? And Illinois, it's not just New York, Illinois' businesses defying the governor's order may face a $2,500 fine and jail time. Folks, if you're not understanding now that Democrat governors are tyrants and idiots and fools and cowards, they are. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root.
Mr. Health.
And hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Fine as Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I mentioned in the last hour, if you weren't with us in hour number two, I mentioned that I had kidney stone surgery a year ago, and it's not really surgery because they really just go in with a laser and they literally just sand the kidney stone down so it's tiny little pieces and it comes out easily and you're out that night, so you're not in the hospital for overnight at all. So it's not that big a deal, but they do put you out and you are, you know, with a surgical team. And the amazing thing about Liberty HealthShare was they paid the entire bill. The whole $27,000 hospital bill was paid for a year ago, and I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to stress. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Well, we're going to find out if Liberty works again. I'll have a new personal story to tell you, because I got kidney stones again, and I had a CAT scan, a CT scan today, and the doctor called me and said, it's just a giant stone. It's not going to come out without us going in to sand it down. So I'm going to have this... Yeah, I'm going to have the surgery on Friday. The things I do for my fans. Do you realize I've had this pain for 4 months? But it was like when I played football. I am such an intense guy. I could roam the field and hit people, and if I broke an arm, I'd probably play the whole game with the broken arm, wouldn't even feel it. Because when I'm zoned in, I don't feel pain. So whenever I do this three-hour show, I feel no pain at all. None. Right now, I can't feel any pain. But the minute the show's over, I'll be like, oh, man, that hurts. Wow, I got to get that taken care of. I got a kidney stone again. Well, that's been going on for 4 months, and I've been hoping that I would pass it without surgery. Well, I got to have surgery. So Friday, I'm going to have surgery. But look at the bright side. It's another great example. We'll get a great personal story out of it that Liberty HealthShare took good care of me again. Let's hope that they take care of the hospital bill, the anesthesiologist, the doctor and the surgeon, let's hope, and the nurses, everybody, the team, surgical team, let's hope everybody's taken care of by Liberty HealthShare, because I used to pay $2,000 a month, and Aetna took care of nothing, nothing. They never paid a damn bill, even though I was paying in $2,000 a month. And now, you know, for a family with four kids, you pay only $529 a month, and they take care of everything. They've been the greatest to me. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. This is my fourth year, and I saved $72,000 just in monthly premiums. And so I'm about to have another kidney stone surgery, and we'll see if they take good care of me. Like I always say, it's not health insurance, Liberty HealthShare. It's better. It is Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Go, baby. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Thank God they've been around for me, 855-58-LIBERTY, or libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. So I mentioned the Texas doctor, Yvette Lozano, who praised President Trump for his advice on how to treat COVID-19 patients. Texas doctor Yvette Lozano explained to a large crowd at an anti-lockdown protest in Dallas that due to the advice of President Trump, she has successfully treated COVID-19 patients. I've asked Andrew Paul, by the way, to get her on the show, and I hear she's going to be on my show this week. So she says, where and how did I learn how to treat COVID patients? I got to tell you, I learned it from the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Trump was giving daily interviews to the media, and he came across a treatment protocol that's been successful in France, and he thought that was newsworthy. And the take-home message for all of you, it's called hydroxychloroquine. It costs $13. It's been on the market for 60 years. It's the candy for lupus, she said. It's considered a vitamin for arthritis patients. And for some reason, those bureaucrats that are standing next to our president that think they know more about medicine than I do are telling me I can't use it. In fact, not only are they telling me I can't use it, she said, in two states it's completely illegal to prescribe this. She's talking about Michigan and my state of Nevada. No doctor can prescribe it until you get to the emergency room or the ICU in Nevada. She said, most of my colleagues are afraid to use it because the agencies they work for have told them the risk is too high. But it's not too high. You heard Dr. Vladimir Zelenko on my show tell you it doesn't even have side effects. It's as safe as Motrin. So hopefully we'll have her on the show in the next day or two. I mentioned this in hour number one. Mexico's coronavirus death toll exceeds 5,100. You better thank President Trump, because the entire Mexico would be at our door rushing through the border. But Trump convinced Mexico at gunpoint, basically, hey, if you guys want to keep getting money from us, and if you want to keep getting business from American consumers, and if you want us to sign the new free trade agreement, then you better put Mexican troops on the border and keep people out. And they did. And there's really nobody coming over the border anymore. So with all those people dead in Mexico, and think how many are sick, trust me, how many businesses must be closed in Mexico? I haven't even heard. If anybody know, love you to call me and tell me, 833-WAR-TALK. Is the Mexican economy closed? Do they have businesses closed in Mexico? Because if so, they're starving to death. If so, they're homeless. If so, they're poverty-stricken and penniless. If so, they're going to be all running to our border. But Trump's got the border covered. Thank God. Can you imagine if Biden was president? Ugh.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump declaring houses of worship essential and also telling America's governors to reopen churches and other places of worship shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas reminds everyone on Fox News,
the first freedom that we have as Americans is the freedom of worship. That's enshrined in our Constitution, Harris. And I think whenever people perceive that that's being encroached upon, you're going to have a reaction.
The FBI is ordering an internal review of the handling of the Bureau's investigation of retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. FBI Director Christopher Wray making the call as he's facing increased pressure from Republicans who say he's been too resistant to disclosing secrets about the Trump-Russia investigation that they believe unfairly targeted President Trump and the people around him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and the Waynes are wild. I've got a Wayne guest right now, and I know this is a nationally syndicated show, but first of all, number one, Vegas is my flagship station here at KBET, 790 AM in Las Vegas. And number two, I do live in Vegas. I like to use Vegas as an example for the country. And number three, what happens in Vegas, in my opinion, happens all over these United States of America. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay here. It's a sign of what's happening because we are the, you know, kind of the crossroads of America. And 45 million tourists a year come to this town. And what happens here, I think, is a sign of what's happening everywhere. So I believe we've got a lot of election problems in this country. And I've got Wayne Thornley on. Yes, another Wayne. Wayne and Wayne. The Wayne and Wayne segment. Wayne Thornley is Nevada's Deputy Secretary of State for Elections under Secretary of State Barbara Savaski. And so, Wayne Thornley, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
All right. So obviously, you know, I don't want you to be defensive. I want to have a real conversation here, and I'm not against you. I'm on your team. I want you to do well. But I believe there's massive voter fraud everywhere in this country, not Nevada, everywhere. And that voter fraud is just one specific area. I believe illegal aliens are voting left and right. Tell me why I'm wrong in Nevada.
So I have no evidence that there is widespread voter fraud going on in Nevada. I'm not going to say we're perfect. Nobody's perfect. But any evidence that, where you said massive amounts of ineligible
of illegals. I'm saying just ballots. Illegal voters voting. Yeah, illegal aliens voting.
Yeah, there's no evidence that that is happening. And if there is evidence that that's happening, I'd certainly like to see it. I know the secretary would like to see it herself, and we certainly would investigate that.
All right, so let me ask you this question. How could there be evidence when there's no voter ID? If we had voter ID and you demanded proof of citizenship, then, or you can't vote, then there'd be proof that there's voter fraud going on. How could you possibly know if there's voter fraud when no one is required to provide voter ID?
So voter ID would not help verify citizenship. IDs are available to non-citizens that are here on visas or student work or student visas, things like that. I wouldn't solve any problems related to that. We don't check citizenship, and no state checks citizenship when someone registers to vote. There's no system that we have found that is accurate enough, reliable enough to do that. The list of the eligible voters in every state is open to public inspection. Anybody can go look at that. If they see individuals that they know are not citizens on that list, they can challenge those voters. But nothing we do is in secret. And so I just don't see the evidence of that.
All right, so let me go back and ask you about something you just said. We're talking to Wayne Thornley, who is Nevada's Deputy Secretary of State for Elections, because I just don't get the disconnect here. You just admitted, and it's not some new wild admission. We all know it. I talk about it in the show all the time. Every single illegal alien in this state is allowed to register at DMV, and nobody's allowed to ask them when they get their registration, hey, are you legally allowed to vote? Are you a citizen? Nope, you're not allowed to ask that. And now a new law was literally passed that makes it even worse. It's not even like they're saying, I want to register. In 2015, Question 5 passed, which is an automatic voter registration at DMV. So when you get a new or renewed driver's license, you're automatically registered, and you could be an illegal, and you're registered. So then we know illegals are voting, Wayne, don't we?
So, first of all, if you are applying for a driver's authorization card, which is available to individuals that don't have documentation, nobody that applies for a driver's authorization card goes through automatic voter registration. They are automatically filtered out. For those that are applying for a driver's license and supply documentation to the DMV indicating that they are not citizens, so this could be any sort of immigration-type visa, a foreign birth certificate or other identification that they provide to the DMV, those people are also filtered out of automatic voter registration.
But what if you don't provide anything? What if you just say, I'm getting my driver's license and I want to be registered to vote?
So you have,
you
have to provide two pieces of documentation, at least two and sometimes more in certain cases, in order to get a driver's license with the DMV so that they can verify your identity and residency. And so they have to provide something. And so if they
But they don't have to provide anything that says they're a citizen.
They do not.
Right.
So a
lot of them are voting, right? I mean, you could just extrapolate that, right? I mean, here's the thing. I got to tell you something. You're not gonna say, oh, this is proof. But I have lots of friends in California, and I visit California a lot. I lived there for 13 years. And you can't meet 10 people on the street in California without meeting 8 Democrats. Sometimes you meet 10 people, you meet 10 Democrats. In Las Vegas, it's completely different. Everywhere I go, I meet nothing but Republicans. You speak to 10 people at a party in Vegas, 8 or 9 of them are usually Republicans. So how come we keep losing the state and it's become a blue state? I think we're being outvoted just a slight amount. I think Republicans outnumber Democrats in the state by a little bit, but we lose every election because illegals are voting. And the only thing I can tell you is it's just that gut instinct that in California, everyone I speak to is a Democrat. In Nevada, they're not, yet we lose every election. And by the way, since the day that illegals were given driver's licenses by Brian Sandoval, we've never won another major election in the state other than your boss, Secretary of State Barbara Sivesky. That's the only race we've won of any importance in the state since the moment we gave illegals driver's license. Doesn't that seem a little bit of a connection to you?
Well, it's not true that there are more Republicans in the state than Democrats. If you just look at the voter registration numbers...
I'm not discussing that. I'm saying if I speak to 10 friends informally at a party in L.A., they're all liberals, and I'm the only Republican in the room. If I have a party in Vegas, and I walk in, everyone in the room is a listener to my show, and they're all Republicans. It's just a different feel here. This is not a Democrat state, yet Democrats win every election. I'm just telling you, there's something wrong, Wayne.
Okay.
And it's maybe it's registration fraud, so it's not called voter fraud to you, and that's not your business. You'll say that's not what you're dealing with. And that's fine. Give me that answer. But there's massive registration fraud in state. Illegals are registering when they go to the DMV.
So there are more registered Democrats than Republicans in the state. I mean, that's just the...
I'm well aware. And maybe a lot of them are illegals.
And we have seen issues with voter registration, and that's one issue where Secretary Sagaski has been very active, is on the voter registration side. But again, there's just no evidence of massive amounts of voter fraud that you're in.
You and the Democrats all say the same thing. I mean, I know you're not a Democrat, but they all say the same thing. If you say voter registration equals voter fraud because illegals are registering, I keep hearing the same argument. There's no proof. And I go, there's no proof because you don't have voter ID. You can't have no voter ID when Mexico has voter ID with both thumbprint and photo. Why shouldn't we have voter ID in the United States of America to prove that elections are fair and elections are not being taken over by illegals? Why not have strict voter ID? Who's that a terrible thing for? Tell me.
Secretary Sagaski is very supportive of voter ID.
There you go. Good.
Both when she was in the legislature as an assemblywoman and a senator and as Secretary of State. As I'm sure you're aware, it's up to the legislature here in Nevada to
vote
on voting laws, and they have not seen fit to do that. But the secretary is supportive of voter ID.
All right, so let's talk about mail-in primary election that's underway now through June 9th. There's 222,000 inactive voters receiving mail-in ballots. Many don't even live at the address anymore. Some of them are dead. So people are receiving multiple ballots. I get those emails. I get those calls all the time. How do you ensure that people don't fill out and mail back multiple ballots?
So ballots can't be picked up by just picked up and voted by anyone. So every ballot is specific to an individual voter. And if that ballot is picked up by somebody who is not that voter and they attempt to vote that ballot, it will not be counted because their signature on the ballot return envelope will not match the signature that's on file.
And so you guys think that you can look at a million ballots and decide whose signature is right and who's wrong out of a million ballots? Who's looking at a million ballots, Wayne?
We are. We do it every election. It's no different than the in-person process. When somebody shows up to vote in person, they sign the poll book, and the poll worker checks the signature that they just put on the poll book and compares it with the signature we have on file for the voter. And that's how we verify the person's identity.
I get it, but I've never seen anyone be turned away from that. I don't think anyone even bothers looking. I've watched. They don't care. They can't tell if my signature is the right signature or not. Come on. Yeah, look, my question is why send ballots to inactive voters in the first place when you know many of them don't live at that address anymore?
So that was a county decision. The Secretary of State's plan included only sending ballots to active registered voters.
Wait, say that again. I'm trying to think what you mean by that. Say that one more time. What do you
mean? So the Secretary of State's plan included only sending ballots, mail ballots,
to active voters.
Active registered voters.
So it wasn't her choice.
Voter, which is the majority of the voters on the rolls are active registered voters. It's someone that we have a verifiable address from. The Clark County decided to send ballots to also inactive registered voters. An inactive registered voter is simply a person that we have reason to believe does not live there anymore, either because we sent a mailing to them and it's been returned as undeliverable, and then we sent them a postcard asking for a response that was forwardable, and they haven't responded. So we know somewhere around probably over 90% of inactive voters no longer live at the address at which they're registered to vote.
So why send the ballots to them? Because you're saying it's not your fault. It wasn't Barbara's choice. It was obviously at a much higher level. It was at the legislative choice.
It was the Clark County decided to send the ballots to them as part of an agreement to.
Would you agree that's problematic? Does that not set off alarm bells that somebody wants voter fraud to increase by some percentage?
So these individuals are still registered voters. They are eligible to vote in the election. So it's not like they're sending ballots to ineligible voters. We just have a high degree of confidence that they don't live there anymore, but they're still registered voters. And again, nobody can just pick up these ballots and vote them on that person's behalf.
All right. Hey, Wayne, we got to run. You've been on the hot seat, and I don't always agree with what you say, but I appreciate you coming on the show and facing Wayne Root. You get points for that. And we appreciate you coming on. Say hi to the Secretary of State, Barbara. Wayne Thornley, thanks for coming on. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. Be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever. In the history of mankind, our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. You've heard me talking about Real Water for about a year now. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. Long before they became sponsor of the show, I've been drinking Real Water. They actually, because the owners of Real Water are big conservatives, Brent and Amy Jones, they've supplied cases and cases of water bottles since the day I began on radio at my local radio station in Las Vegas, KBET. We've always had bottles at the studio because of them, so thank you, Brent and Amy. And then, you know, I convinced them they should sponsor the national radio show, and they did about a year ago, and you've heard about them ever since. But I can't live without their water. I drink nothing but water. I drink it all day long. And it supplies negative ions. It helps you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told Brent and Amy that I wanted to offer my listeners a very special deal on this Real Water, especially during the coronavirus disaster going on. Most people were waiting in long lines at Costco and Walmart and places like that where they sell cases of Real Water. But you got to wait in a long line. And then once you get inside, you got to lug it around and lug it into your basket, and then you got to lug it to the checkout counter, and you got to lug it to the back of your car, and then you got to lug it into your house. So here's the deal they put together. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water, of course, and add it to your cart. And when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in the number 10 and then WAR. 10 WAR, W-A-R. Make sure it's all caps. 10 all caps, W-A-R. And no space in between them. You receive a 10% discount, and then it'll be conveniently delivered right to your door. Real Water, conveniently delivered right to your door. That's how they deliver it for me. I just got the notice on my a text on my phone moments ago that they're coming tomorrow. Leave out your bottles that are empty, and they'll replace them with new bottles. So thank you, Real Water, for making my life easy and simple. They'll do the exact same thing for you. Go to Amazon and use the code 10WAR. 10WAR. All right, some issues out. First of all, calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Democrat opposed coronavirus orders face lawsuits across the nation. So people are just sick and tired of staying in the house, and it's so unfair that depending on where you live, you're locked in and your business can't open. In other places, everything's open. And basically, in Florida now, everything is open. Today, he just gave the release order for gyms can open and salons can open. Everything that wasn't open yet, most of it was opened a couple of weeks ago in Florida. But anything that wasn't open yet, now open. They got the order today. Everything's okay. A-OK. Open up. Georgia gave that order a couple weeks ago, and they've seen all their numbers for deaths and ventilators and sickness go down since they opened up the economy. Because I think sitting in your house and waiting to die, waiting to get sick, is what makes you sick. So they killed more people with the lockdown and the uncertainty over whether you have an income and a job. They killed more people with that than they ever could have with the coronavirus. And now that we're open in a lot of the country, now we got a new problem to contend with. You know that, right? There's this this big article right now at the Daily Beast, which, by the way, is a liberal publication. But nonetheless, they're right about it. Get ready to stand in line for a long time once the lockdown ends. But, of course, that's only because liberals are in charge. You got to stop this nonsense. We're finding out more and more it doesn't even work. The whole BS of masks and social distancing, who says it works? I was willing to do it. I said it on this show. If that's what will get our businesses open, let's do it. But I just think that it's all nonsense. Other than major crowds, maybe I'll give you that. That, you know, we're not ready for major crowds yet at sporting events. Maybe. But you can walk into Costco without social distancing, without a mask. What, the irony is, I did it. I walked into the bank, my P.O. Box store in Costco, the entire late February, the entire March, the entire April, never wore a mask once. There was no social distancing. We all just walked into Costco, and we did it, and that's it. No problems. Never got sick. Now that we've gotten through all this, everybody's okay. And like I said, I still haven't met a person in the hospital or died, thank God, knock on wood, celebrating. It's great. Great news. Haven't met one in Nevada. And now at this point where we're coming to the end and we're opening the economy back up again, the other day I walked in the bank, sorry, you got to have a mask. I walked in Costco, sorry, you got to have a mask. I walked to my P.O. Box store, sorry, you got to have a mask. Does anybody think to question this? I saw a doctor over the weekend with a story that masks are terribly unhealthy for you because you're not getting enough oxygen. You're basically suffocating yourself. I don't like masks. I feel like I am not getting enough oxygen. And he said it. You don't get enough oxygen. Doesn't anybody question, are we just sheeple? If you survived late February, all of March, all of April, and the beginning of May without a mask, why would you first have to put one on now? Not only now, after you've gotten through the worst of it all and nobody got sick, but on top of that, it's hot outside, and the sun is out all day. Long days of sunshine and heat. You know what that means? All virus dies in sunshine and heat. So the article says, get ready to stand in line for a long time at every business you go to, at every restaurant you go to, for your haircuts, your color appointments. Get ready for long lines, because they can only let a few people in at a time. They're going to have capacity caps limiting how many people may enter at a time. Folks, this is not a life worth living, is it? Give me a break. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, USA Radio.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.